Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Mediclinic's pre-close trading update for the 11 months ended 29 February 2016. For those not knowing me, I'm Danie Mientjes, the CEO, and with me is also Craig Tingle, our CFO. We will provide an overview of the key highlights from this morning's release and then take some questions after that. To start off, we are very pleased to announce that trading for the 11 months has been in line with our expectations following our entry in the FTSE 100. There has been strong growth in patient numbers as we published across all three of the operating platforms, along with stable margins. Maybe just some highlights from each of the operating platforms, and I do not intend to repeat what was in the document this morning. In South Africa, revenues have grown satisfactorily. We also opened two new day clinics that we reported on earlier. In Switzerland, revenues have grown in line with our expectations. We have also continued to develop our high-quality facilities, including some new outpatient facilities, a day clinic, and hybrid operating theaters. We should, however, note that given the early arrival of Easter this year in March versus April last year, we do expect a year-on-year impact on the year-end revenues for both South Africa and Switzerland. In the Middle East, our revenues also grew satisfactorily, and we are busy with the development of the two new hospital facilities, and we are on track with the opening of those facilities in quarter two and quarter three of 2016, and we will take questions on that if you have anything specific. As you know, the combination with Al-Noor was completed on 15 February. Al-Noor's operating performance is also in line with our expectations, and we are very much focused on the integration of the two businesses that is well underway with the new leadership team that is in place, and we will also provide further information in terms of the integration when we announce our year-end results later this year. The group net debt for the year is expected to be low 1.65 billion pounds following the drawdown of 313 million pounds of the available 400 million pounds of the bridge finance to fund the tender of the Al-Noor shareholders. The refinancing of the bridge is underway, and we will also update you with more details when appropriate. Looking ahead, we expect to see continued increase in the demand for our services and volume growth in all of our markets where we operate, and we remain optimistic about what we can achieve by leveraging on our strength across all of these platforms. Naturally, industry trends such as regulatory initiatives and the increase in competition will impact on business, but Mediclinic always has and always will continue to differentiate ourselves from our peers through our focus on patients and high quality and safe care to our patients. That is a summary of the update. I will hand over to Craig, who can give you maybe a little bit more color on some of the other financial aspects. Craig?
Thanks, Danie. I think you mentioned Easter, and as you all know, March is typically one of our stronger months. However, with Easter falling this year in March rather than April, this will have an impact. However, despite this effect, March results are still expected to be above average for the year as a whole in terms of revenue. To just give you then some guidance on the platform growth rates, in South Africa, we expect the year growth rates to be in line with what was seen in the first half of 2016. In Switzerland, we expect it to be slightly below the first half growth, and the reason for that is the impact of La Colline and Megan that were acquired in the previous year. So that's washing through the system. And in the UAE, we expect slightly stronger growth, and that's been mainly driven by a very, very good performance of the City Hospital. Thanks, Danie.
I think that covers it. We will now gladly take your questions. So through Danielle, any questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind, please press star followed by two. And when preparing to ask your question, please ensure that your phone is unmuted locally. Our first question comes from Alex Comer from J.P. Morgan. Alex, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick question. You talk about margin stabilization in Switzerland. Just in absolute terms, are the margins up or below the 9.4% at the EBITDA level that we saw last year?
Alex, we said stable. That's our guidance, and we've still got March to go. So our commentary is stable.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Jamie Clark from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Jamie, please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think the City Hospital being completed in 3Q16 is a slight delay to 2Q16. Is the hospital actually opening in 3Q16, or is it just being completed then and will open in subsequent periods? And then secondly, given that's not opening now and until later in the year, your patient growth in the UAE was pretty muted at almost 6% inpatient, 4% outpatient. I mean, what's going to accelerate that in the absence of the North Wing extension? You obviously have the second Al Ain hospital having opened in the second quarter, but it's hard to see that growth can accelerate in FY17 without substantial capacity increases. Thanks.
Thanks, Jamie. Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. That is why we add capacity. We are running with our heads against the ceiling in terms of capacity. I haven't got an exact number, but take into account that in the City Hospital, we've done some minor changes. We've actually opened a component and reconfigured that added a little bit of capacity, but not much. But that is true, yes, capacity is the problem at this stage. And yes, the North Wing, the date that we give is the expected opening date. There's a delay. I think we referred to the train and some interference we had there. We also had some difficulty with our contractor towards the end. So there was unfortunately constructional delays, and that is the date that we have now and that we will work towards. I think the comfort I can give you is that the additional cost coming on board for additional staff, you need to bring certain people in at a certain point, but that will also be smoothed out as far as we can, not to add a hell of a lot of cost before you actually go operationally.
Brilliant, thank you.
Our next question comes from Avina Kolkapersad from Deutsche Bank. Avina, please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for the call. Just a couple of quick questions from my side. Firstly, on pricing, I'm trying to back out the pricing from the volume guidance you've given me. And it looks like Switzerland slightly positive. SA looks pretty much in line with inflation at about 6%. And the UAE looks positive but has started to slow somewhat. Just maybe some comments around that and whether that's broadly in line with what you guys have seen. Next question, just around the impact of low oil prices on your operational performance in the UAE. I think it was a fantastic performance in the UAE given the lack of capacity coming on stream. Just some indication on whether you've seen any negative impact from low oil prices. And then we did see pretty strong results out of NMC earlier in the year. Maybe just some comments around competition in the UAE and whether you've seen that trend increasing, stabilizing, or whatever the case has been. Thanks, guys. Those are the questions from my side.
Okay, Alvina, I'll start with the competition and the oil, and then Craig can just comment on the price. I think in terms of the competition, we've always said if the market is growing, it attracts competition. So we've seen competition. The competition we've seen to date is mostly smaller operators, but we cannot ignore that. That is why we are very aware of competition, and our strategy is to be strong in areas where people will find it more difficult to compete and to replicate. And that is why we always focus on the clinical quality, on the patient experience, etc., that we believe is the long-term drivers of success. But yes, there is competition and it is growing. We take note of that. It might also pose opportunities in the future going forward, but I can't comment further on that. In terms of the NMC results, I haven't studied the NMC results in detail, but they had some strong growth. They opened some new facilities, and I prefer not to comment on the competitors. In terms of the oil price, as we've said in the past, although Dubai itself has got a much lower component of the economy based on oil activity, our business is not that directly related to the oil industry in terms of rigs and everything related to the production of oil. But If oil prices stay low, it must impact on the economy. For that reason, the government very wisely is looking at normalizing the income potential. They're looking at tax. It is confirmed that some form of VAT will be implemented. There's potential talk maybe of company tax. By the way, the indication at this stage is that VAT will exclude education and health and some other key services. But the oil price cannot be ignored, but we've seen no impact so far. The number of people are still growing. It's a diversified economy, very focused on services, on imports, exports, regional services for EMENA regions, etc. So we haven't seen the impact, but it'll be actually unwise to ignore it completely. Maybe some comment on the price, Craig?
I mean, actually, if I understood you correctly on the pricing dynamics in each market, I think you know in South Africa there's an annual negotiation, covers the year January to December, and typically people argue around the CPI level, so those dynamics mm-hmm. haven't changed. In Switzerland, mm-hmm. as you know, it's a zero inflation environment, so base rates are stable on the DRG component. Your relationships and negotiations with private insurance companies, you are every now and then able to get some kind of increase, but not really a large-scale area. Our revenue increase per case goes up because we do more sophisticated work. In Dubai, again, we have a similar mechanism. There is inflation, so our people negotiate as well as they can with insurance companies to achieve some kind of reasonable level of price increase, and that we also have achieved over the last few years. So I'm not sure if I've answered your question there.
Yeah, I mean, the UAE looks a little bit weak on pricing. Is that a fair comment? Or
why do you say that?
Just trying to back out the figures. I mean, the volume growth is pretty strong. And if I look at the monthly revenue that you guys are delivering, it seems like, I don't know, pricing is sort of low single digits.
Well, inflation is low single digits. So inflation
yeah.
is between 3 to 5.
Yeah.
So if you're getting
okay.
5% price increase, you're doing well. So that is the
okay.
reason at which it works.
Perfect.
Maybe we're less greedy.
and sorry guys, just on DRG based pricing, is that still on the cards for Dubai?
Yes.
They are saying it's coming. They're looking at a certain number of procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it does look it's coming. Our people are very involved in it. So it'll not be on everything, but certain select procedures coming up sometime in the future is the information I have.
And I think it's fair to say to really implement DRGs fairly, you need to have reasonable data that you collect over time. And the indication is that it will be a fair, open system as a start, toe in the water, try it out, not to be unreasonable to any side, and we'll have to build it up. But my prediction is we will see a more fixed price environment in the next 3 to 5 years, most definitely.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Further questions?
Our next question comes from Matthew Meneze from Citi. Matthew, please go ahead.
Hi, morning, guys. In the first half, you gave a bit of guidance that the Swiss fund and mix or insurance mix had stabilized. Could you comment on what's happened subsequently? And then with regards to the additional debt that you're assuming as a leg to the Alnoa transaction, how do you think that debt will be carved up between the platforms and which cash flows are going to service that debt? Thanks.
Sure, Matthew.
Matthew, I think just to make sure, your first question is that about the funder mix stabilization in Switzerland. Okay.
Correct. Yes, yeah, sorry.
Craig, fire away. Carry on.
Yes, Matthew, it moves around month by month, but it's reasonably stable. We'll give you the exact breakup at the year end, but it hasn't materially changed since the guidelines.
I think the check is if the margins are fairly stable, then it also means that's stabilized.
It's not materially different to September.
Okay, great.
In terms of your question on the debt, we're busy with a number of processes, but the way we think about it, you will know there's no debt at all in the Middle East. They've got more cash than they have debt, so clearly the logical area to do a component is there. However, we are also evaluating, there is debt capacity in South Africa as well, so we're evaluating a component there, a component in the Middle East, and we also have clearly unencumbered 400 million plus pounds worth of Spire shares. Plus, we have other financial instruments we can look at. So we're busy with a work stream. We're fairly advanced in terms of term sheets in some of the platforms, but the final mix we have not concluded, and once we've done it, we will update you. So it's probably likely to be a split between the Middle East and South Africa.
Okay, I mean, I presume the quantum of debt that you could take against Spire would have to be quite low, you know, if you're going to service that interest with dividends, or...
Yeah, if we use Spire, we may not use it. If we use it, we would use a relatively small piece, but we may not use it at all. We've got enough capacity in other areas not to use it. There are various other funding instruments as well that one can have a look at. So the lion's share, or all, perhaps, will be South Africa and the Middle East split. That's probably where it'll end up.
Thanks very much.
Our next question comes from Steve Manier from ABAX Investment. Steve, please go ahead.
Morning, gents. It's just a sort of a simple question on the impact of Easter. Would that shave about 1% of your revenue if you have an extra Easter, or have an Easter or not an Easter in one year?
We can't give you that exact number at this stage. We haven't got the final numbers. I think you must do some calculations there. But Easter with two weekends in South Africa and some people taking leave in between can have some impact. But we haven't got exact guidelines on that at the moment.
Yeah, thanks.
Our next question comes from Alex Comer from JP Morgan. Alex, please go ahead.
Hi, just a quick follow-up. I just wondered how far down the line you are in looking for a new CFO, and also whether the aim is for that position to be based in South Africa still, or maybe in light of the shifting in listing to London, whether that would be in London.
Oh, sure, Alex. I think the first comment is it's a prerequisite from the Reserve Bank that management must be based in South Africa for the time being. So the answer is the person will be based in South Africa, like Craig and myself has been in the past. We've almost concluded. There are obviously confidentiality. A person must give notice, etc., etc. But we're practically done. It's a matter of when will we be comfortable to announce, but we're almost there.
Okay, thanks.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad now to ask a question. We have a question registered from Matthew Meneze from Citi. Matthew, please go ahead.
Just follow up. So in the Middle East, can you give any guidance on the sort of quantum of cost saving on consolidating the management teams for Alma and I guess the existing Middle East business?
Not yet. We are very aware that the market is anxious to get some numbers, and we indicated earlier at our annual results we should be in a better position to give you a more direct answer for that.
Sure. Thanks very much.
Donnie, we have no further questions.
Great. Thank you. Thanks to all of you. Thanks for your interest, and all the best. And thanks, Danielle. Have a good day.